I don't know how much you believe in Bible, but I feel like everything that you need to know is everything's in there in the Bible. And I feel like if those stuff were important to us, that, oh, like if there's a, if we can live on Mars or if we can go explore other things, it would have said that. I just feel like because God made everyone, or God gave everyone a free will, a human, it's a fallen world. So a human mind can be very bad in a way where they start to explore things that are not necessary. They start doing things that are not good. They start doing, they want to do things that are not, that God told us not to do, right? So God told Adam and Eve not to bite the apple, but they still did because they had the free will. Now human has a free will to, with our powerful mind, to create AI. Now we have a mind to create something that we can go outside of the earth. But is that what we need? Is that what we should be doing? Probably not, right? Because it's like God put us on this earth to be on this earth and do whatever we're supposed to do on this earth. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to go to Mars and do that there. We're supposed to do it here.
Yeah, and I love that concept.
I don't think in a way we should be worrying about that. And like I said, it's a free will that we have that our minds can go really far and start thinking about things.
And there will always be those people who will go outside of that box. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's a fallen world, unfortunately. You know
yeah,
I mean?
And I do...
As long as it doesn't go too far, then it's...
Of course. And I do believe, like, that's a very good concept to keep. Because, like, you know, I wouldn't claim that I've read the whole, Bible entirely. Yeah,
me neither.
But I do have... I do know some stories. And I do believe that as much as... Like, you know, we can believe in the Bible and stuff in terms of like all the stories and all those kind of cherished memories. And it is talking about the human laws, which is such an important nature, because I do believe the Bible is the perfect example of what is human nature in a book.
It's
one of probably the most perfect examples of what is human nature. All these stories that talk about facets of our human nature. And that's why I think anytime...
And it's so true, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, and I think that's why, like, it's great to have faith. And it's great to read about something like this, because it definitely, first of all, shows your human mortality. It shows how you can live a better lifestyle. And it can also show how can you avoid your pitfalls and human nature in general.
And have a relationship with God.
Exactly. And... I do think that, and to your point, I love to explore that concept, especially in my work, is that, like, looking, if God gave us free will, how much of that free will can expand until we destroy ourselves completely?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I think that's a question, because that's the point of the free will is, like, but then at the same time, with that free will, he gave us something to rely on, which is Bible. Now, obviously, you might not read the whole thing, but you will have to read some of the things and hear it from people that are important to hear. Now, like him telling us that we should follow the Ten Commandments, if we don't follow those Ten Commandments, not only that we don't go to heaven, as God says, but also it will destroy us as human beings, and we become monsters. We become people that are not supposed... We don't become ourselves. We become a completely different type of...
So let me ask you this. In this world that we are living right now, in this society, do you think that we follow anything within that book unless really read towards it?
Especially nowadays, not anymore.
But I think people never really did.
Because you can't be
perfect, right?
Exactly.
Because you're flawed. Yeah. Humans are flawed.
Only God is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, if you try to keep those commandments, and if you try to keep the lifestyle that is taught in the Bible, then you are a better person spiritually, and your spirit's more clean than not following it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like... it's a very interesting question. It's a hard question to answer too, but it's definitely something to, like, it's a good question to think about.
But that
would be my answer.
Would love, like, you know, like, that question especially too is, like, something that I've always kind of, like, really was interested in is, like, how far have we gone from what God created us to do? Like... And we can never know that answer.
We've gone far,
but we can never really know what God really truly created us for. But I do believe, like, that question of
I think
our creation is something I really am so interested in understanding. And I know, like, you know, like, everyone's always tells me, like, you overthink too much about this stuff. But, like, I think it's such a great question. Like, I would love to make a show one day that really talks about our creation and not only based within the Bible, but based within every religion and based within just understanding, like, what is our existence and how far are we going to go to derive from that existence? Because if we really truly were given free will and we truly are flawed as beings, how flawed is this universe?
Pretty flawed. I mean, here's the thing. This is how I would answer it. I think we can know the purpose that God created us with if you have the drive to know God and to have a relationship with God, right? There are people that will not want anything to do with God. Therefore, the way they live their lifestyle is outside of any type of relationship with God or any type of want to believe in rules of God. But I think the purpose that God created us with, as it says in the Bible, when he created the earth, he created it good, he created it perfect. He created it with human beings and he said, let's make human beings in our image. So when he created human beings in his image, now he wanted that image to then serve him and bring the glory of him. So us, I think what we do on earth is we glorify God. We glorify God physically mm-hmm. on this earth because he made us in his image. The more we have a relationship with God, the more we have that closeness with God, the better as society, we really understand who God is, right? Mm-hmm. Because if we act according to what he tells us, according to his calling, according to the purpose that he's given us, the gifts, and we're using it in a positive way, in a way that he's given us, then the better we are kind of personifying what God created us for. I mean, he created you for a reason. He created all of us in this room for a reason. So when we have that relationship with God and we personify that creation, the more we understand that, okay, this was the purpose that he created me for on this earth, for me to do such and such. And I think that that's why we need to constantly keep ourselves in check, whether what we're doing is authentic, whether what we're doing is serving God, whether what we're doing is glorifying God. Because if you're not serving God, you're definitely serving something else. Mm-hmm. So it's like the question comes down to, what do you want to serve? Who do you want to serve? Mm-hmm. And what do you want to do on this earth that will glorify something, someone? So you're always doing these little things that will then eventually come to, an answer within and outside of yourself as well, that other people will pick up on, saying, okay, I think this is kind of what you're serving. I think this is what your main drive is in this life. So I think we can know that, but it has to come from our hearts. It has to come from that personal relationship with God. And for me, how I'm understanding why God created this is to love each other and love him with all our hearts. When we love God, I think we love each other because we are all his creations.
That's exactly what I was going to say. When we become one, and we become one in our love and faith of God, we heal the world. Itself. Because the earth is so broken. But, like, ever thought about one day if we just had all our hands together and really just focused our love for not only each other, but for our Creator? Like, imagine we would have a better world. We would have a better world. Because then no one's going... We're not trying to kick ourselves down just to fulfill our own purpose. We have that one purpose to fulfill God's mission of what we were created for. To spread love and all that stuff. I really do believe that. And I think that's a message that the world does need to hear. And especially is what modern society needs to hear right now is that we need to stop being so divided as people and realize that the only truth in the universe, if there are any, is God. There's one truth. One love.
Yeah.
One unity.
And yeah, we can't think about ourselves. We got to think about each other in every aspect. You know what I mean? Career-wise, even with... we started talking about art and movies, right? Like,